I've entitled my homily this morning, The Creating and Restoring God. The Creating and Restoring God. And I've taken my title from the collect that we prayed at the beginning of the Mass, where we said, O Lord, who answer their prayers with unceasing kindness, so that those who glory in you as their creator and guide, you may also restore what you have created and keep safe what you have restored. Restore what you have created and keep safe what you have restored. In a very particular way, we see this collect played out in our first reading from the book of Genesis, because here we have two names given to the main character, Jacob and Israel. Now, Jacob, in a very particular way, speaks to how God has created this man. He was born with the name Jacob, but he becomes Israel. The name Jacob means a deceiver, or one who grabs the heel. The name Israel means one who wrestles with God. And what we see in Jacob through the unfolding of his story is God at work both creating and restoring this man. I want to read to you a verse from the book of Genesis. And here we have the first time in which the Lord appears to Jacob. And he gives him this promise. Behold, I am with you, and I will keep you wherever you go, and I will bring you back into this land, for I will not leave you until I have done that of which I have spoken to you. Now, this is when Jacob is a young man, and he is going to leave the Holy Land for 21 years to go to be with his uncle Laban. And then the Lord will bring him back to the land, and then the crisis will begin. The crisis with his sons, who, as you will remember, send one son, Joseph, into slavery. That was in chapter 28, where that promise was made. Now we're in chapter 46. And what we see with Jacob in this passage is he is now leaving the land again, some 30 years later, and he is going into Egypt. Now that's a lot of background, but listen particularly to this part of the text. God spoke to Israel in visions of the night and said to him, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here I am. Now, isn't it interesting that the text says that God spoke to Israel, but when he addresses him, he doesn't say Israel, he says Jacob. Why is that? Because the whole of this man's life is coming to terms with who Jacob is. The first time we're introduced to Jacob, he deceives his father, Isaac, and he says, I'm not Jacob, I'm Esau. And now God speaks to him and says, Jacob, Jacob. And in no way does Jacob try to deceive God or himself. He says, Here I am Jacob. And it's been 50 years in the making for him to come to this place to acknowledge who he truly is. I am Jacob. And all of what that means, the whole of my life story, is in some ways encapsulated in my name, Jacob. Because God, this is who you have created me to be. And the other thing, though, that's so beautiful about this story is that it's not just Jacob that is referred to. At the end of the passage, we're told that Israel sent Judah ahead to Joseph to lead the way before him into Goshen. Now, who's Israel? Israel is, of course, Jacob's other name. But Israel represents the person God is restoring. He's making him into a new person, into a new nation. And it's so interesting that his son Judah is the one who is sent ahead into Egypt. Do you know what the name Judah means? Praise. And so Judah is the one who leads Israel into Egypt because it's through the gift of praise and worship that our new identity as those who are being restored is truly lived out. So what does all of this mean for us? Each one of us here today has the story of our life being played out over the course of decades. And as we do that, we recognize more and more, I pray, what does my name mean? Who is Jonathan? Who have I become? But not only am I able to identify my name as a person created by God, I'm also able to celebrate that God is at work restoring me. God is at work restoring you and restoring us. And as we allow for the Mass to be the center of our life, then like Judah, praise is leading us into Egypt. What's Egypt? Egypt is the world in which we live, and all of what that means. But we also celebrate the wonderful truth that ultimately we will be delivered from Egypt. And we will enter into the true promised land, not in the Middle East, but the promised land of heaven itself. And so, my beloved brothers and sisters, we each, in a sense, have two names. The name we were given at birth, the name that speaks of our creation, but then also the name that we have been given in our baptism, that we are sons and daughters of this God, the God who speaks to Jacob, the God who speaks to you, the God who speaks to me. But the beautiful thing is, we're also part of this larger family that we call Israel, the family of God, the family of those who together are able to say, yes, Lord, you are at work in my life as my creator and my guide. And I pray that you will restore what you have created and keep safe what you have restored, both today and for all eternity.